Only one death has been reported throughout the region hit by Hurricane Rita, in large part because most people heeded official calls to evacuate their homes. But some people did remain behind, and as soon as the storm passed, rescue workers set out to check on them. NPR's Alex Spiegel was out yesterday with firefighters in Beaumont, Texas.
At 6 o'clock yesterday morning, Chris Singleton of the Beaumont Fire Department called his men to order on the fifth floor of the high-rise where they had spent the night. They stood together in the near dark as Singleton explained the day's itinerary, but it was difficult for Singleton to hold their attention. As he talked, the men whispered among themselves. During the night, they had heard stories from the radio, from each other, and they were worried.
A lot of questions going on here.
Did you have a question? Okay, go ahead.
We've been hearing rumors of a variety of different damage reports. Do y'all have anything coming in yet?
Right now, I don't have any. There is probably rumors of stuff, but again, it's pretty much rumors until we actually see it.
By late morning, the process of separating rumor from fact was underway. A group of firefighters piled into a large van.
We're following that white truck.
Gary Burton and Peter Gordon were two of the firemen sent to respond to one of the distress calls that came during the night. On their way to the site, a place slightly outside the city of Beaumont, they passed fallen trees, downed wires, and one of four houses in the city that had somehow caught fire.
Burned to the ground.
They knew about the fires, could smell the smoke from the building where they had bunkered down, but Gary Burton said it was impossible to help.
11:30 yesterday, they stopped responding to 911 calls because it was too dangerous for us to be out, and all the apparatus was loaded on the Navy ships, and there was no more that could be done.
10 miles outside of town, they met with a group of volunteer firefighters responding to the same call. The men had heard that a mobile home had been crushed and that an apartment building had collapsed. Peter Gordon asked how many people might potentially be affected by the collapsed building, but the volunteer firefighters could only guess.
Well, we don't know. We didn't check that area real good, but we did. Well, last time we did check it, most of them were supposed to have been leaving.
Gordon and Burton decided to go to the mobile home, and when they arrived, they found that one end had been blown in. Somehow the horn from the car parked in the front yard had stuck, and it let out a continuous wail. They split up to surround the site, but the search didn't take long.
Guys, he's dead. Let's just move on.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's just move on.
From the side of the house that had been ripped apart, it was possible to see the body, an elderly African-American man. But Burton and Gordon didn't pause. They didn't feel they could.
We didn't make it through the storm. There's a lot of other people that haven't been checked on. So we're just going to start systematically trying to cover all the areas where they know people didn't evacuate.
For the rest of the day, they continued this work. For the most part, the people in the city of Beaumont fared well. But there are still houses to search. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Port Arthur, Texas.